Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for December the 14th. This is Paul White, and I'm glad to have you with me today as we're working in 2 Peter chapter 2. Before we get started today in the 6th verse, I want to remind you that I will be in Springfield, Illinois tomorrow evening. Information, details, map is at our website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. That event page is also on our Facebook page, Paul White Ministries. I'll try to link that to my personal page as well today, and make sure that you, if you're in the Springfield, Illinois area, you have ample evidence of where to find us this weekend. I will also on Sunday be airing our latest trip. I try to keep you apprised as to what's coming on the Sunday media posting, because we post a full-length sermon every Sunday. This Sunday, we're posting our recent trip to Opelika, Alabama. We were at the Opelika First Assembly of God Church, and we ministered out of, well, we ministered out of 1 Corinthians 4 and 1 Corinthians 11, but we also took some time to deal with Paul's imitation statements of 1 Thessalonians 1 and 2. The real crux of the sermon is built in the 5th chapter of Ephesians. I've been doing some work in my own study recently in the 4th and 5th chapters of Ephesians. And this message talks about Paul's instruction to the church in the early writings that he gave us in the New Testament to imitate him. That seems a bit pretentious. And then you watch Paul grow. And as he grows, he steers his people to imitating God and shows them what that would look like. And then what might come out of a people who imitate God. And that gives us that brilliant first 15 verses of Ephesians 5, where Paul talks about imitation and inheritance and identity and living intentionally and influencing the world and all of those I's there. There's at least a good 5 of them in concept in those first 15 verses. If we work through that, I think it's a sermon that will be one of those you'll want to revisit from time to time. But give it a listen. This weekend, imitation leads to creation. And we're, of course, all coming up on the holiday season. We will have our Tuesday midweek Bible study coming up on the 18th. And then I will not have one on Christmas night, the 25th, because that's Christmas Day. I'll be with my family, and we're not going to have the meeting that week. So that'll be the only week that we don't have a meeting during the week, and we will jump right back in the next week. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6, turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly. Don't pull this text out and make it stand on its own. It's part of a sentence. It follows a semicolon to end 5. It places its own semicolon at the end of 6. It's a part of a greater thought. And the greater thought is one that Peter's been working on for most of the second chapter. The fact that there are false teachers who've come in. They're much like false prophets of the Old Testament. And they're bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And Peter's just wanting to show that God has always been able to take care of his own. This is the point of this passage. Notice, God took care of Noah while taking care of the issues around Noah. God, look at verse 7, delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. Delivered Lot while taking care of the issue around Lot, which is Sodom and Gomorrah. And I think Peter's making a point. You're going to be fine, stay in the faith, but don't think that God can't take care of A, he can't take care of the problem, B, can't spare his own in the problem. And this is a very strong point that the early church grabbed hold of from as early as Paul's writing to the Thessalonians, that God has not appointed us to wrath. And basically has said and says over and over again, God's going to take care of stuff. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Just stay in him. And it really stretches further back than Paul's injunctions to the Thessalonians. It stretches back to Jesus' instruction when he tells his disciples in Matthew 24 that when they see those things happening that he's telling them to look out flee to the mountains of Judea. And it's basically him saying, I'm giving you a safety valve. I'm giving you a back door, a way out. I'm taking care of you if you'll follow it. And they do. At least Josephus tells us in his writings that there were so many people who had left Jerusalem, who had fled to the nearby mountains and hills to be spared of the destruction. Now, that's an individual, one individual example of that occurrence. Peter's giving you Old Testament examples of how God has always done it. Noah being spared, Lot being spared. So you don't, I don't think there's any reason to take 2 Peter 2, 5, and 6 and 7 and try to establish, pull these out as dealing with a vengeful God. I think we would be undermining Peter's illustration. I think what Peter is saying is when God steps up to do what he does, he is able to save out of the midst of problems his own, and he uses Noah and Lot as an example. Look at the seventh verse. He delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. And then there's a parenthetical verse in verse 8. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. And I want to get into the righteousness of Lot, but I think it should have its own podcast, because there's a lot to say about it, and I want to be fair to the righteousness as a topic. So we'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.